This podcast is brought to you by Q Radio 105.1, the number one top 40 music station in the Philippines. Listen to today's most important news and topics with a touch of K-pop, J-pop, C-pop, and all that pop.
It's also the number one Manila radio station in TikTok and home to the Radio DJ and Sneak You Challenge. Yep, you know what I mean. Shout out to Matt, who's already listening to Q for 2 hours while stuck in EDSA.
Oh my god, the traffic. Anyway, it's airing nationwide. 105.1 Metro Manila, 93.1 Davao, 90.7 Cebu, 99.1 Bacolod, and 105.1 Baguio. Q Radio. Q is good for you. This podcast episode is brought to you by Offbeat Communications, a media startup that levels up your storytelling with end-to-end production of content videos. Be it product launches, events, or feature interviews, amplify your brand and personality with a video to show.
Happy to say that there's no other people leading this besides your host, Matt and Lance. You're sure to experience the same level of production, hosting, and creativity as what you're used to. Konting maskengkoy lang kami dito ni Matt. Mga ka-offbeat, let's bring your content to life. Inquire now in Facebook and Instagram at offbeatcoms.ph. You can also hit us up in email offbeatcoms.ph@gmail.com. Ayun. Good morning, everyone. You're back in the Project Offbeat podcast. The podcast that, you know, talks about the unconventional or non-corporate careers. Just to show that light, no? Na marami ring mga careers na nangyayari na hindi natin nakikita from our office walls, diba? You know, before we start the episode, Matt, first of all, maligayang kaarawan. Birthday sa ating co-host, Matt, no? Matt, how are you feeling sa birthday mo? I think 29 ka na ata, no?
Hindi naman. Grabe!
Hindi naman, hindi naman.
I'm 27, pero thank you. Pero nakakalungkot lang kasi, ano, I came home the other week, diba? Pero nagka-positive pa ako sa COVID.
Iyon lang.
Tapos may symptoms pa ako konti, so hi. But, you know, another day, another episode, Project Offbeat episode, and I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, hopefully itong episode natin maging parang birthday gift sa'yo. We have a very special episode today with us, no? So, tingnan natin, di ba? Anyways, Matt, no, nagpre-prepare ako and nagpre-prepare tayo ng episode last night. Honestly, pre, medyo na-feel ko yung imposter syndrome, no? Parang sinasabi ko, what have we done nung mga last few episodes natin? I don't know, and in this podcast, for us to be able to be graced by wonderful guests alike, di ba? Meron na tayong Olympian dati, meron na tayong singer, di ba? Pero ngayon, isa na namang milestone to, pre. No? Just recently, kinausap natin si Sir Howie Severino. Ngayon, isa na namang OG. Isa na namang milestone guest to. No? So, sobrang excited ko today. Right? Yung career kasi natin today, pre. And our guest today actually needs no introduction. Pero dahil host tayo, sige na, gawin ko na lang rin. No?
Okay.
He is a voice and icon in OPM, di ba? Or para sa mga ka-offbeat natin na hindi alam yung OPM, that's called the official Pinoy music, no? And his music, you know, permeates within all of us alike. Basta Pinoy ka, alam mo yung kanta niya. Kunwari, nagro-road trip ka papuntang Tagaytay. Sumasayaw ka sa poblasyon, di ba? O kaya naman, nakikipagrakrakan ka sa fair, di ba? Laging mong naririnig yung kanta niya. No? At kung gusto mong umiyak pagpa-uwi sa kotse, magda-drive sa EDSA, diba? Pwede mo rin pakinggan yung music niya.
Our guest today is the former songwriter and frontman of iconic OPM Sugar Free, but has now transitioned as one of the most well-known solo artists in the OPM world. He is most popularly known for hit songs Bawat Daan, Makita Kang Muli, Hari ng Sablay, and Huwag Ka Nang Umiyak.
Mat, teka, sorry, yung huwag ka nang umiyak, yan ba yung kapit lang sa... Ito, wow. Ito ba yun? Ito ba yun? Yung pinatunog ni Sir Gary Viren the other time, no? So okay, itong guest pala natin today. Oo nga, di ba? Siya pala yung original nun. But anyways, without further ado, Matt, no? Our guest today is the great Sir Ebe Dancel. And he will be joining the Project Offbeat podcast to talk about his life, his career, as an OPM icon and an OPM artist. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Sir Ebe. Kamusta po kayo?
Ay, yan na. Talaga, you've had Gary V?
Yeah, hindi, si Gary V, sir, hindi naman. We were reaching out, pero hindi pa namin naabot, sir. Pero kung kakilala niyo siya, sir, we would love to guest him also, no? Medyo nahihiya pa kami to reach out to Sir Gary V.
Reach out to his wife.
Ah, ganun po yung technique noon? Sa wife po pala dapat, no?
Kasi yung asawa niya, manager niya. They're both very dear friends.
Yeah.
So I think Sir Gary would be interested in something like this. Matt,
awesome,
happy
sir.
Birthday.
Ayun. Okay, Matt.
Thank you
I
po.
Think that's a
Thank
gift in itself, ha? Binati ka ni Sir Ebe Dancel, di ba? So, you know what, Sir Ebe? Siguro before we start off with the episode and the questions, last kitang nakita, sir, sa UP Fair, Dimensions, Wednesday. Tanda ko yung araw na yun, sir, kasi I think that was like Feb 12, no? Feb 11, Feb 12. Wala na ako, sir, nasa likod na ako noon, ha. Umalis na ako sa crowd kasi pagod na ako pagtapos ng mayonnaise and whatnot, no. Kumakain na lang ako ng shawarma noon, sir. Andun yung mga kaibigan ko nasa likod, nakaupo na lang kami. Tapos nagpatunog ka, sir. Nagsitakbuhan lahat ng mga taong nasa likod at bumalik sa crowd. You know, ganun kalakas yung patunog niyo noon, sir. So, kudos to you, sir, no, for just having that wonderful voice and doing it for the UP crowd. I'm sure, sir, you guys are not making that much from this UP event, but yet you're doing it from time and time again, no, sir. What does it feel
every
to
year.
Do
every
it for
year.
UP?
Everything. Tagaano ko eh. I'm a UP boy. Nag-high school ako sa UPLB, sa UP Rural High, and then nag-college ako sa UP Diliman. Initially, against my wishes, pero kasi ayaw na akong, binabantayan ako ng parents ko. So, sabi na, dito ka na sa Manila, so you can be with us. You've made enough trouble in this manner, so do your worst here in Diliman, but it'll be under our supervision. Something like that.
Nag-iba na ba, sir, yung Sunken Garden from the time that you were studying there to now na, I don't know, how many years after, sir?
Parang mas, kasi naabot ako pa yung UP Fair. Mind you, nakapanood pa ako ng Eraserhead sa kanayano, like, $10.
Oh my
10,
God.
20 pesos. Oo, tapos, parang, over the years, nagkaroon kasi yung UP Fair ng life of its own. So, all of a sudden, you had like a million sponsors and
yeah.
More booths and no more alcohol. So, uh-huh. It's a bit different. But every time kasi, especially if you've been doing the UP Fair for a long time, everything just feels the same.
So yeah.
It's the same experience and it doesn't really matter who performs. Yung reception ng tao is always the same. Nagbago na rin kasi naabutan ko rin ng sugar-free days ko. May nagpakita ng clip sa akin eh. Isang buong kanta, nagkakagulo lang yung mga tao. Usong-uso pa yung mosh pit dati. Yeah, now, these days, yung challenge naman is to, you know, how to ask people to put down their phones when someone's performing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love that they document a little bit. But I don't want them to miss out on the experience of just being there at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
It's still very,
agree,
very, very, very important to us musicians. Yeah. So yun lang yung changes na napansin ko. Mas organized na ba? May mga years na mas organized na. May mga years na karambola. But it's all part of the experience, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like
ngayon,
the cake.
Mo ng, yeah. Vaccine card, sir. Kailangan mo na ngayon. Vaccine card, ID, mga yan. Kailangan mo na ngayon. Pag ano ka.
Talaga?
Non-UP. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pag non-UP.
Pag non-UP. Yes, sir. So,
pero pag taga-UP ka,
Pag taga UP, ano parang student ID lang. Ka? Pwede na. Oo, oh, parang UP ka, immune ka sa mga ka ganun.
Alright.
Ay, nako. Sir, siguro kwentahan mo naman kami, no? Kasi, yun nga, itong show namin about mga puro corporate professionals yung mga nakikinig dito. Ano ba yung process ng isang OPM artist na kagaya mo, sir, no? Day-to-day lang, no? Paano ka naghahanda sa isang gig that you're facing around 30 to 40,000 people, you know, waiting for you to sing your songs, though? How do you prepare for that kind of stage?
Walang pinagkaiba kasi sa akin yung you play for 300 or 30,000 people. Has to be the same hard work, same preparation, same discipline. So, kasi early on, si Jego Castillo na sandwich, sabi niya, Ebed, do not be discouraged if you play in front of 5 or 500 people. It's the same. It's really the same. And wag mong i-shortchange yung tao pagkukunti lang sila. And in the same way, wag mong i-underestimate yung malaking crowd. So it's really gotta be the same show. Same kind of discipline. Mukha lang kaming hindi disiplinado, pero we make our own preparations. And yeah, the night before, we, especially, matanda na ako eh. So, dapat huwag ka muna masyado lumabas. Especially with COVID.
Talaga?
Well, hindi naman talaga lumalabas. But, you wanna be safe so that you can do the show because people pay good money to see you play. So, it doesn't really matter if it's 300 or 30,000. All the same.
Pag mga ganun, sir, nakakailang rehearsals kayo. Kunwari, I think may gig kayo, sir, sa 31. Yung second coming or 20th anniversary ng Wakas, di ba?
Sa Wakas.
Sa Wakas, no? Ilang rehearsals yan, sir, pag ganyan?
Isa.
Wow! Really, ah? Talaga?
may synergy naman kasi yung banda, eh. And they're great guys. Excellent musicians. So, you just need to tell them beforehand what to do, and then when you go to the studio, you rehearse. But kami ano, from hapon to gabi kami nagre-rehearse. Hindi isang oras, hindi dalawa. Talagang buong araw kami nagre-rehearse. For other concerts, kunwari, in 2020, before the lockdown, ako yata yung huling nag-concert sa Pilipinas. I had a show with Manila String Machine. So parang 35 or 45 piece orchestra yata yung kasama ko nun. So we had to rehearse multiple times. Kasi iba yung pagbanda lang, iba yung pag may kasama kang orchestra. It requires a different kind of discipline, I guess. As opposed to kami-kami lang, we just pull around and do whatever we want. Pero ngayon, denota na kasi may music sheet ng pinapag-usapan. So, it takes a lot longer.
I see. Yung mga kanta na kinakanta nyo, sir, during a gig, paano nyong pinipili yun? Natatandaan ko sa UP Fair. Pinili nyo bawat daan, hari ng sablay, mga ganyan, no? And I think, syempre, huwag ka nang umiyak, diba? Every gig ba, meron kayong ewan ko ba, roulette or ikaw lang talaga nagde-decide lahat kung anong kakantayin natin, no? For this night.
More often than not, it's just me. Pero minsan mag-chime in yung mga kabanda ko. Maybe we should try this song and that. There's a set list of maybe 15 songs to choose from on any given day. Tas depende sa crowd. If it's a bar, people don't really mind. Kahit anong tugtugin mo. Mas ma-appreciate na nila kung yung mga non-singles, yung mga non-hits yung tugtugin mo. Because that's the only time na you can perform them. Yeah, that's the only time they can listen to the B-sides, ikanga.
Gets.
Pero, pag mga ganyang kalalaking shows, mga UP Fair, mga ano, may ruleta, pero mas limitado yung options mo.
Yeah.
But for the UP Fair, pinili ko talaga yung songs that people enjoyed at the UP Fair over the years. So lahat yun. Like Hari ng Sablay, I don't usually perform anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Pero nung ginagawa ko yung setlist, sabi ko parang greatest hits kind of show. Bitin eh. 5 songs lang yata.
Sobra. Sobrang bitin, sir. Sobra. As in, hindi ko alam, mukhang strict yung UP Fair sa ganun eh, no? Parang talaga, hanggang ilan lang kayo, kundi tatamaan nyo na yung next artist, di ba? Kasi tuloy-tuloy yung gabi. Oh,
dami kasi, yeah. Marami talaga artists. And may mga delays. Minsan unavoidable, minsan dapat nagawa ng paraan. But like I said, it's all part of the experience. And it's just fun to be, after 20 plus years, to still be a part of the UP Fair.
Grabe. Sir Ebe, you mentioned no a while ago, sabi mo, taga UP LB ka, you went into UP and whatnot. As young as you were then, no, was OPM ever the pathway that you wanted? Ito talaga yung career mo? Or was it just something you chanced upon? Or ano, paano yun nangyari?
Hindi kasi ako magaling mag-ano eh, tumugtog ng kanta ng ibang tao.
Mm-mm.
So there are lots of cover bands out there. And they're really good at what they do. Pero hindi ko kasi kaya yun. Kasi sila marunong magbasa ng notes, ng tablature, whatever. Ako hindi eh. So, pareho yata kami ng reasoning ng Eraserheads. Na gawa na lang tayo ng sarili nating kanta para pag magkamali tayo, tayo-tayo lang yung nakakanta.
May ganun palang ano. That makes sense.
100% makes sense.
Sir Ebe, may background ba kayo of, I guess, parang may music teacher kayo that teaches you the notes and whatnot? Or do you just, how did you parang learn how to play or
yeah,
create songs, no?
Yeah. I think I was 10 years old when my mom hired my cousin to teach me keyboard. Via ano, old school organ, ha? Yung mga ginagamit sa church.
Yung mga piano.
Dekahoy pa tayo, sir. Hindi naman. Hindi naman.
Dekahoy, boss.
Grabe. Dekahoy. Grabe.
Then, ano, parang, hindi ko lang bakit, parang natigil na lang. And then, one day, my brother brought home a keyboard na hiniram niya sa kapitbahay. So, pinapanood ko lang sila. Tapos, kapag nasa school na sila, I would turn on the keyboard and just study the chords. Same with the guitar. Ganun din. We didn't have our own stuff back then. So, parang nagre-rely lang kami lagi sa a generous na kapitbahay for borrowed stuff. Until, ano, pero yung unang course, aralin mo yung favorite songs mo. And then you figure out why you like the song. Ah, it's because of these words. It's because of the melody, the pattern. So you learn to appreciate music in a different perspective once you try it on an instrument. Ah, kaya pala ganito. So now it makes sense. And then, syempre, yung sense of fulfillment mo when you do figure out the right chord.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, ang galing-galing ko. It turns out, hindi pala. I was no good at performing other people's songs.
Yeah.
So at some point, I figured I must write my own. And then fail and succeed on my own merit. Maraming failures, ha? Mas maraming misses kaysa sa hits. And I think that's what, ano, keeps me, number one, grounded. And number two, very determined to keep doing what I do.
Matt, alam mo, mayroon akong, napakinggan ko rin, sir, yung episode nyo with Linya Linya, no? Wherein, actually, kunwento nyo, yung dalawa mo palang kuya, lawyer at doctor ba? Correct me if I'm wrong, sir, no? Tapos kayo, sir, nasa arts or nasa music, di ba? Hindi ka naman na pressure, sir, nung bata ka to take up something like lawyer and medical work, which is obviously, alam mo yun, economically, siguro iniisip ng mga magulang natin, that's more secured. Diba? Yeah, that's more guarantee. Diba? Than that of an artist. It's
stable. Yeah. The word I would use is stable. Because,
stable. Oh. Tama.
Kinsenas, may sweldo ka.
Oo.
Noong bata ako, ano kasi ako eh, 50-50 baby ako eh. So every time mamamatay ako, my mom would go to the hospital chapel and say, if you let my son live, he will be a priest.
Oh my.
Oh, okay. So my first 2 years in this world were spent in the hospital. Most of it at least. And then, noong high school na, tapos at college, sabi ng parents ko, walang dentist sa family namin. From both sides, mom and dad. So sabi nila, maybe we should be a dentist. I did try it for 2 years. Natapos ko yung pre-dentistry ko. But then, noong mag-dentistry proper na, I called my dad and said, I can't imagine pulling out teeth for a living. That's oversimplifying it, of course.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't want to offend the dentists out there because my sister's one. Tapos sabi niya, okay, what do you want to do? I want to go back to UP Los Baños. That's out of the question. So, if you want to shift, then it has to be close to us. So I went to UP Diliman to take up music. And then pagdating ko sa College of Music, kailangan marunong ako magbasa ng music, which unfortunately, I cannot do to this day. So, nag-ikot-ikot ako and I found creative writing. Yun yata, may tulong din yun sa kung paano ako mag-isip, paano ko i-shape yung words and ideas. While I did learn a lot, I think, parents are gonna hate me for saying this. I think the most important lessons are the ones you learn outside of the classroom.
Totoo yan.
Yeah. When I have a child someday, so don't ignore your environment. Study hard.
Ganda.
All that and the usual parental advice, but do not forget na you don't live in a vacuum. So you absorb everything that happens around you.
Ganda. Do you think, sir, that creative, parang napapansin ko kasi, sir, the way you answer, no? Parang meron kang thirst for creativity na sa tingin ko kapag nag-dentist ka, sir, di mo ma-achieve yun. Or parang di mo ma-atim yun, di ba? I mean, ibang-iba ang creativity challenge for an artist like you who's creating songs based on your inspirations, eh. Tingin nyo ba yun yung, that caused you to really choose music in UP, when given the chance already?
No, I just don't think I had anywhere to go, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
No, I wasn't the best student. Never was. So, mahilig ako sa music. Kaya ko mag-gitara. Tapos meron ako notebook full of lyrics. So, might as well just combine everything and see what happens. Fortunately, okay pa naman ako ngayon.
Sabi nga nila, Matt, no, yung mga ganyang success stories talaga, yung mga estudyante na, chill lang sa school, pero pagdating sa career, grabe. Diba, mga Steve Jobs ganyan, diba, mga ganun yun, mga kwentong bumagsak or wala talagang course na gusto, pero, he's out there, succeeding now.
Nag-excel, yeah.
Exactly. Mas risk taker kayo, sir, no?
I had nothing to do, so I don't consider myself a risk taker. So wala namang wala.
Yes.
Might as well take a chance on yourself and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Sir Ebe, I guess obviously when you're writing songs or creating music, no, iba yun versus performing on stage. So parang how was your first few experiences na you're performing on stage, you're singing your own song, diba? Paano yung reception noon?
It was bad.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Well, una, we didn't have our own instruments. Nakikihiram lang kami. Oh, so pag yung meron tutugtog before you, and then hihiraming mo yung instruments nila, pag kailangan nilang umuwi, you have to cut your set short.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. It's a true story. True story. But those early days, they weren't very good. Pero kasi maraming ano eh, maraming sabi nga ng mga kaibigan ko, learnings. So what did you not do right that you can improve on next time? Mm-hmm. Then ano yun? As the years go by, you learn little tricks and you save enough to buy your own instruments. And then you just see what happens. Kasi you know, very different from what happens in a corporate situation.
Uh-oh.
Now you have a chance to be promoted. There's a ladder based Uh-oh. On your performance. So yung basis nun, numbers. Mm-mm. The number of projects you close down for a company or the amount of hours you spend on a certain project. So it's very
quantifiable. Uh-oh.
Quantifiable.
Uh-oh.
Quantifiable. Music kasi, it's very subjective. Eh. No matter how hard you try, if people don't like you, then they just don't. And you shouldn't take that personal. Like, if you play rock, but they want jazz, they don't like you, okay lang yun. Pero wala kaming quantifiable numbers, quantifiables. Pwera na lang siguro yung ano number of sales dati.
Oo.
Ng CDs or cassettes o kung ano man ang naabutan ninyo. Now it's just streaming eh. And even when people stream you a lot these days, doesn't mean they like you. Maybe it's just like 10,000 fans playing your songs over and over again.
Uh-oh.
For all you know. Mahirap i-quantify ang mga yan. Unless you do a deep dive and then there are apps in a software na gumagawa na nun. Ngayon, kaya nilang i-predict kung sino may gusto sa'yo, sino may ayaw, ano yung range, ano yung kanilang kabuhayan. That, meron naman na. Pero hindi kasing, like, when you become a partner in a law office, that means you put in endless hours and winning cases and making deals for your company. Sa amin, hindi ganun.
Throughout your career, Sir Ebe, OPM artist, diba? Real talk, I think, hindi ko lang sure, sir, nung first few days ba, sold out kayo lagi, diba? Parang, kasi nakikita ko yung career niya, sir, diba? Nagsimula kayo nung 90s with Sugar Free, tapos I think no 2012 or 2011, nag-solo or nag-disband, and nag-solo kayo, nag-pursue kayo there, diba? Economically, sir, kamusta yung progression niyo there? Has it always been pretty good for OPM artist in that field? Or meron ding difficulties, no? Especially for the performing arts like you guys.
Meron, we have lean months where there are very few shows. Doon kami umaasa sa kabuhayan yung shows namin.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, you will always have lean months. Pero yung progress, may mga anomalies na kung isipin mo, like, the good example of that is Ben and Ben. Those twins are very good friends of mine. And then nakita ko sila kung paano sila nagsimula. Tapos akala ng mga tao, parang boom, bigla na lang silang sumabog.
Gumanon,
it took them years. It took them years.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Mm-mm.
All of us do. We don't just magically appear in front of you and parang, wow, we have a million songs. No. It's not like that. But they're fantastic and I'm truly very, very happy for them.
Yeah. Grabe yung Ben and Ben. I think Cancer, nag-perform na sila sa global stage. Eh. Just recently, I think they went to Hong Kong ba? Or LA? I forgot na, no? So, yeah, tsaka yeah. Nung last December, nagpunta ako sa kanila, 60,000 yung crowd nila. So, it's crazy. It's crazy. Sa Pasay ata yan, sir. Yung sa SMDC.
They've earned it. Yeah. 100% yeah. Earned it. Not just the twins, but all of them. All, ilan ba sila sa banda? Nine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All of them. Dumaan sa butas ng karayong yung mga. Hindi nyo lang nakita yung karayong. O hindi nyo lang nakita yung butas. Pero, pinagdaanan nila lahat.
Ganda. Sir, you know, moving past yung career naman, I wanna ask you, para sa inyo, ano yung kapangyarihan ng isang song or isang music, no? Because I feel like when I was in the crowd listening to your song in UP Fair then, you could see a varying range of emotions among sa mga katabi mo. Minsan umiiyak dahil sawing-sawi, no? Minsan, alam mo yun, talagang gumaganon lang sila, pumipikit na lang sila, sir, ina-absorb nila yung kanta, right? What is the power of music, sir, coming from someone like you, no, who's known to create music that pierces through the hearts of the listeners?
How do I explain this? I think I've mentioned this before in other interviews, but yung music kasi parang photographs lang yan, in words and music.
Photographs.
So, it doesn't really equate to how you feel now, but maybe at some point in your past, na may pinagdadaanan ka tapos narinig mo tong kantang to, and then you associated with the song. Tapos parang may mental picture ka na lagi of the song. Ito yung nangyari sa akin.
Shit, totoo yan, sir. You associate it, no? You associate it with something, no? Or with a moment
in time. Same as pictures. Same as our favorite movies.
When you create songs, sir, is that also your mental model? Na, kunwari, no, ginawa mo yung hari ng sablay, siguro may pinanggagalingan rin yun, no? Or may kwento rin yun behind it. Each of your songs, sir, may ganun ba?
Almost all of them are from personal experience or kung ano yung kinukwento ng mga kaibigan ko sa akin. Kaya nga, early on, na natutunan ko na parang when you're with your friends, you shut up and you just listen to them. And then they have a million stories in one day. And then when you go home, you can write the song. So pinagkakitaan ko na lahat ng mga kaibigan ko. Guys, thank you. I love you.
Dapat may commission yan. The joke.
Wala.
May shout-out.
So, literally kita ng kape or shawarma kung gusto mo.
Sir Ebe, we asked Nika Del Rosario this before also. Pero for you, ano yung nauna? Is it lyrics or melody?
Ang nauna lagi sa akin yung central thought. So what is the song about? Can be one word, can be one line, can be one sentiment. But as long as you have this central idea, then I think it becomes easier to construct words or music. I have a lot of friends who write music first and the words next. I have a lot of friends who have notebooks ganito kakapal containing lyrics lang waiting for the right melody. In my case, kaya hindi siguro ako kasing prolific nila. It's when I write songs. So there's the central idea and then yung words and music sabay. Can be challenging. Can be challenging.
Sabay? Grabe ah.
Mas organic kasing experience para sa akin. And not to say, hindi organic yung experience na iba. Kasi yung iba, minsan nakabaon yung melody nila ng tatlong taon. Tapos bigla may tamang pagkakataon, may tamang lyrics. Meron din naman akong paisa-isang gano'n. O kaya may isang line na nasulat ko sa phone ko na nung binalikan ko lahat ng notes ko, parang, ay, okay to ah. Walang, there's no science behind what I do. And I will not and cannot speak for other musicians.
Galing. I like how organic. I like how organic this is, sir. Talagang sinasama. Walang science, walang, you know, numero dyan, walang proseso
masyado. It's when inspiration strikes, eh.
It's when
inspiration... Alam naman sabihin ko, no, this is my science, eh. Tapos pag tinanong na ako ng ibang musicians, mangangamote ako, di ba? Always face to be honest. Ano sagot ni Nika? Ano sabi ni Nika?
Si Nika, mas proseso mat, eh, no? Mas ano siya,
no, diba? No. Mas mga proseso. I think I remember... Nika said that it really depends. For sometimes it's the lyrics for her, sometimes it's the melody that strikes her first.
Ayun. Yeah.
Okay.
Pakinggan na lang natin yung episode ulit. The joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pero dun kasi talaga siya, I mean, I think sir, yung full-time din ni Nika noon sa Flip Music.
Songwriter eh. Songwriter.
Songwriter talaga siya. So, syempre, as expected from her job, she really has to, ano, it, di ba? Start with that, di ba?
Yeah.
Yeah, so produce talaga. Ito sir, alam mo minsan sir, gusto ko mang i-share sa kunwari sa girlfriend ko sir, no. International kasi yung parang background ng education niya. So hindi siya masyado marunong mag-Pilipino. So as much as I want to share how powerful the OPM music is when I listen to it, hindi niya masyadong ma-appreciate, no. In that note sir, gusto kong itanong, kaya bang ma-appreciate ang OPM music globally by someone na hindi laking Pilipino? Hindi laking Pilipinas?
Good
I think
question.
It's possible. I think it's possible because music breaks barriers.
Mm. Wow.
I'll give you the biggest example of them all. K-pop.
She's
got a natural swag, natural...
Kahit di mo naintindihan yung salita, ano sir? Kahit di mo naintindihan.
And then that's when people, you know, do their research. What does the song mean? So they go on Google and then try to translate the song. I think Filipino music also has that chance. Pero it's a difference of a lot of factors. Like K-pop, kunento ni Jim Paredes ng Apo Hiking Society sa amin. Yung K-pop, ano yan? Subsidized by their government.
Oo. Buti pa. Mm. Buti pa sila. Buti pa sila.
Eh, kasi magkaiba tayo ng sitwasyon. We are a first world country and we have bigger things to worry about.
Yeah.
Like really bigger things to worry about sometimes here in the Philippines. So there's that. May support. So talaga magwawaldas sila ng diwaldas. Gagasto sila ng millions and millions just to make a certain song succeed. Unfortunately, we do not have that kind of luxury here in the Philippines. But still the same, you know. I think, and it's not even competition, huh? But I think we can go toe-to-toe with international music.
Super true. As long as, yeah. Totoo yan.
Yeah. But hanggat hindi dumating yung pagkakataon na yun, us musicians, we're not gonna hold our collective breath and parang just wait for it to happen. Gotta keep keep your head down, keep working. And then if that chance comes, that means you've earned it. If it doesn't, then you just tour your country. Sa'yo kaya tumutin sa Pilipinas?
Sobra. So, syempre, sir, tayo, rinig ko nga, sir, kapag nagpa-Blackpink concert daw, pag mga Pilipino yung audience, tayuan yan. Sigawan. Pag sa Paris daw, nakaupo pa rin sila kahit sinasabi na ng artist na tumayo sila. Tayo, sir, organic tayo eh. Organic yung ganado natin sa mga ganyang concert eh, di ba?
Yeah, we're a fun bunch.
We're a fun bunch. Talagang sobrang fun ng, ano, ng mga Pilipino, di ba? So, yun.
Sir Ebe, I know right now, di ba, you're managing a lot of new artists, di ba, yung mga younger artists. Ano yung biggest advice na sinasabi mo sa kanila? Siguro even about life, eh, no? Even life advice that you share with them, especially when going through this path na medyo, ano nga, offbeat nga, di ba?
Sir Ebe, actually, before you answer, sir, no, natandaan ko yung excerpt ni Nika Del Rosario. Sabi niya, sobrang life-changing moment daw yung nakaka-perform ka na niya, I think, nung Lenny Robredo Volunteer Days nun. ano yung mga sinabi nyo sa kanila, sir? Kasi di ba sila Nika, mga up and coming pa lang yun, di ba, sir? Ano yung mga tips nyo sa mga ganyang artist?
Kay Nika? Sabi ko, Nika, I think after this whole series of rallies, I think you need to start performing na. Kasi ang tingin niya minsan sa sarili niya, songwriter lang siya. So not necessarily a performer.
Wow.
Like, oh, you got it. You have the songs, you sing really well. So maybe yung next step mo is talagang live performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang naalala kong sinabi ko kay Nika. Saka nakahingi ako ng pagkain. Yun naalala ko sa Laguna. Oy, sarap.
Sabi kasi niya, sir, parang introvert daw siya eh. Sobra-sobrang introvert niya. So parang nahiya pa rin siya sa stage ngayon. Ewan ko.
That's the only way to conquer your... That's it. If you're a musician and you're afraid to perform, the only way to conquer that fear is if you actually go on stage, see what happens. Whether you succeed or fail, I think it's the yung deeper emotion ba of being scared.
Yeah.
Conquer mo lang yun. God will take care of the rest. I've always believed in that since day one.
I heard, sir, nung pandemic, you actually collaborated with couple of artists, sila Kichina Dal and whatnot, sa isang Kumu performance. Not sure, sir, do I have my facts right? Basta may isang ganun kang ginawa.
Was that different?
Yes, sir, di ba?
What, was it different how?
In a sense, sabi niyo, sir, if you want to conquer your fear, you have to perform in a live stage. Pero kung, what if live stream? Naka-enclose kayo, pero naka-stream throughout, you know, the online space where you're reaching millions rather than just a select crowd. Iba ba yan?
Yeah. Sobra. For me. Kasi as far as I'm concerned, I'm playing in front of a camera and the wall. So live is where the magic happens. Live is where you learn. You need, like, real people in front of you. Mm-mm. Not the camera, not production people. Because the camera loves you already. Production people, they love you already. Nandun ka nga eh. Ikaw nga yung binok
nila. You know your
nila
angles.
Eh. ikaw yung binok nila eh. But live is where it all happens. UP Fair is where it all happens. All these festivals right now, yung mga Boba Palooza, the upcoming festivals I'm doing here in Manila eh. That's where you gauge yourself talaga. Your progress. What you could work on.
Gusto ko lang balikan yung point nyo kanina wherein sa K-pop, sinusuportahan sila ng gobyerno just to make sure that, I think si Pepe Joke no before, nakausap din namin dito, sir. And sabi niya, actually, yung film industry ng Korea, kaya ang lakas ng K-drama ngayon, may quota sila. Mga lahat ng Koreano, kailangan panoorin ang Korean films up to this point. Bakit nyo tingin, sir, sa Pilipinas, nahihirapan tayo dun. Bakit hindi natin ma-implement yon and we continue to still show, you know, global films or show global music instead of supporting our own?
I wouldn't put it that way because yung OPM headed by OPM, the organization headed then by Sir Ogie Alcasio.
Yeah.
Nakapagpasa sila ng batas. I think it was during President Noy Noy's time, na parang may quota ang Philippine Radio to play X number of songs.
Ooh,
per hour. Per hour, not per shift. It's per hour. So I don't really remember what happened kasi those were the days of radio. So as you get older, some memories start to fade. Okay, magalala, abot din kayo doon. But I don't wanna compare kasi our situation to, like, say, Western countries, the U.S. I don't want to compare ourselves to our Asian neighbors, like Korea. Kasi magkakaiba tayo ng pinanggagalingan, magkakaiba tayo ng economic situations. We have very different concerns. So, during the times na hindi ka pwedeng tulungan ng tao, just help yourself. Keep your head down. Ano yun? Very valuable lesson na natutunan ko sa parents ko early on. You work hard enough, God will take care of you. And just see what happens.
Sir, actually, nagustuhan ko yung parang yung tip niyo na yun, no? Kasi when you look at Twitter nowadays, lalo sa generation namin, di ba? I guess 80-90% of it is complaints about existing government, existing society. So, nagustuhan ko yung sinabi niyo, sir, na minsan, hindi talaga yan, wala talaga yan sa'yo, eh. Wala talaga yung, hindi yan ibibigay sa'yo, right? So, you just have to be resilient enough, di ba? Be creative enough to stand on your own, di ba?
Yeah.
Magandang mentality yan.
Although, it's also fair to point out na people are just being vigilant. Kasi you're elected, eh. So, you have responsibilities to your people. So, as long as well-researched ang kanilang grievances, I think the government should hear them out.
Tama, tama.
Mm. All governments. Not just this administration.
Sir, kapag may kaibigan akong gustong maging OPM artist, what's a misconception na dapat they have to look out for?
I don't know if there's any misconception. Kasi wala akong ano eh. When I started out, well, when we started out with my bandmates, wala kaming grandiosong pangarap na sumikat at umabot sa bawat sulok ng Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm.
Even to our friends in Singapore and Hong Kong, saan pa ba kami nakatito? Kung maalala iba. Pero, you just need to work. You need to put in the work. That involves doing your research. That involves studying other songs, listening to other songwriters' interviews. No matter how ano contradictory their stance is on something, but you learn, you just learn. Ako, personally, blessed ako kasi umabot ako sa time na I was mentored by the Eraserheads, I was mentored by River Maya, by Ryan Kayabyab, all of the great ones talaga. Tapos yun lang, collectively, isa lang sinasabi nila, just work hard. I think fame will follow.
Sana maging famous din tayo, Matt. One day.
Wow.
We're working hard naman. Sana, we're working hard naman.
Yung pangarap ko eh, maging famous.
I love how honest you are, sir. Ako rin eh, gusto, pangarap, hindi ba natin pangarap lahat yan, di ba? Especially when we're doing content or music, right?
I don't know, but fame has its downside talaga.
Talaga, sir.
I think.
Privacy? Yeah. Privacy, I guess. Wala ka ng privacy, no, sir? Hirap, mahirap.
Di naman totally wala. Pero, parang, pag hindi ka kasi tumutugtog, you're just a normal guy. But again, that's the brand you work hard for. And I'm sure the corporate people will appreciate this, especially the ones in advertising and marketing. You build the brand and you actually accept that people try to make a brand for you. Pero nami-miss ko lang minsan. Hindi naman total lack of friends. I still have my private life and whatever I don't share is okay. Pero yung anonymity, minsan nami-miss ko sa palengke.
Siyempre.
Kumakain ako sa karinderiya. Sarap na sarap ako sa kain ko eh. There's that.
Minsan sir, but, nagdi-disguise ka ba? Hindi naman. Minsan ba nagtatago ka sa jacket? Minsan ba nagtatago ka sa jacket? Sa shades?
Hindi naman.
Hindi naman.
Oo, pag masyado ka obvious, para kang criminal. Hindi naman. I have friends in dun sa larangan ng TV saka sa movies. Wala lang, normal guys lang sila. Wala naman ganun.
Sir Ebe, how can you encourage yung mga young aspiring artists who want to go into music, 'di ba? Parang, how do you encourage them to write from the heart, di ba? Kasi, what people will resort to is, baka, gagawa na lang sila ng lyrics using ChatGPT, di ba? Or yung mga technology.
Yung
mga AI, yung mga ChatGPT.
What is that?
Yeah. It's like, ganun na ngayon, like, sir.
It's like an AI thing where you put a prompt. So, let's say, write a song for me, a romantic song for me, and my girlfriend, let's say. Tapos, automatic na yan. Gagawa na siya ng ng song for you. Something like that. Something to that effect, no?
Aba,
may pagkaganon.
Yes, sir. May ganyan na yan.
Sign
me up! Sigurado ko, sir. Sigurado ko, sir, pag sinulat ko sa ChatGPT, sir, na remake Ebe Danciel's
Grabe
Kang Iiyak with a pirate's voice. Kayang-kaya nila gawin yun, sir.
They have to pay for that kind of technology?
Not at all. Ngayon, sir, it's free for all.
Oh, that's my crazy. God. Sign me up.
Yes, sir. Sabi ako,
bukas
sir,
may album na ako. Bukas may album na ako. Plus, lahat hits. Kasi may target words ka lang eh. That's very interesting. Yeah. Let's hope I never resort to that.
I hope so. Kaya refreshing, sir, yung sinabi nyo kanina, parang minsan galing lang sa kwento ng kaibigan nyo, right? To Matt's question, sir. Parang, how do you stick to that? Or is it how you're brought up and you just stuck with it?
Yeah, kasi how do you write from the heart? Yun.
Oy, maraming ganyan na temptation eh, di ba? Na gumaya ka na lang or ano.
Mm.
Well, yung simple answer is, di ko naman alam na may AI. I should really pay attention to Twitter more. Hindi, no, but seriously, parang hindi mo naman natuturo yan. Yung natuturo mo lang, yung hard work. You appreciate all the hard work you do. Then the very many times that you fall, you appreciate those. Then you just learn. It sounds like I'm oversimplifying things, but for a lot of us, parang ganun lang kami. Trial and error lang kami talaga. Wala pa kami sa AI. Pero, itetext ko na lahat ng mga kaibigan kong musicians mamaya.
Sige, sir.
You don't have to work so hard anymore. That's fascinating. You know, just for the sake of, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll try it. Yeah. But
para
I want
makita nyo rin, sir. Yeah, para makita nyo yung limitations. Malayo, hindi siya ganun paano rin, sir, organic. Marami ring limitations.
Siguro nakakatulong naman siya in terms of finding the right words or parang looking for the word that you're trying to look for instead of Googling synonyms, mga ganun sa Google, di ba?
Wala pa akong kilala mo si Kero na gumagamit ng AI. That I can say for sure. Ganda. O baka tinatago lang nila sa
baka tinatago nila, sir. Pero, I mean, I kind of believe it, sir. Kasi, as much madaling gumawa ngayon through technology, sir, pero ang bilis rin makancel. Pag nahuli na lang, I don't know, may kinopyahan ka or technology lang paling gamit.
And I think it's still a different thing to write from the heart, eh. I think
talaga?
At the end of the day.
Iba talaga.
AI will only help in terms of siguro finding the right words, di ba? Pero parang iba pa rin yung, you know, human nagsusulat or songwriter.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really believe in that.
Okay. Sir Ebe, that's it. Once again, sir, maraming salamat for your time, no.
Thank you also.
Dream come true to sa amin, sir. Bibili kami ng tickets nyo, sir, sa wakas, no. Sa 31. Hopefully, sir, makita namin kayo doon na.
Para may pamasaya ko pa uwi.
Oh, sir naman, sigurado sold out na naman yung ano. Kakausapin ko Sir Marco, sana ma-meet namin kayo doon, sir. Hopefully we really, you know, see you there, sir. Sir, baka meron kayong teaser diyan. May mga hit songs ba kayong ipi-play during that concerts na pwede naming malaman?
All the Sugar-Free songs, I guess, that people love.
Oh my God.
Kasi kami ni Mitch, we're doing this for the fans na lang talaga. And we're also trying to raise funds for a friend. So, yun yung habol namin. So, it is our hope that people partake. Come to the show and just enjoy the evening.
Awesome.
All I can ask for. All I can ask for.
Okay, sir. That's it, sir. Thank you so much for joining the Project Offbeat podcast, sir. Sir Ebe, it has been a pleasure to meet you po. Maraming salamat, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Kita-kits po sa 31.
Wonderful.
Sir, check mo yung ChatGPT, ah.
Ayoko, sir. Send ko kayo, Sir Marco, sir, ah.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Ito, sir.
Google Tango, Papa. Alright. ChatGPT.
Yeah. Google mo lang yan, sir. Lalabas yan, sigurado.
Yes, sir. God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you for watching.
God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.